Blog Talk Radio.
To the new house.
close, though.
It was 1:30 in Atlantic time, right? Because it's different from back home.
It was 1:30 in Atlantic time. It's 1:30 in Atlantic time.
Because what time is it back home in Welland?
In Welland would be 12:30 in the morning. At night.
People, our friends are listening to the show. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning right now.
Yeah, true. What else do you like about the beach? What else did we do yesterday?
We went to the beach and I got soaked.
Yeah, I know. How deep of water did you swim in?
15 feet.
No, that's way too long. You aren't even 15 feet. You saw sharks in that water? That's impossible.
I saw fish. I saw two schools of fish and two fishes.
I saw coral reef and a lot of snail shells and turning shells.
I saw a coral reef too.
Cool.
What did you see though? You saw the school of fish.
Yep.
Yeah, you saw a school. How much did you think you saw in the school of fish?
About 50.
50? That's a lot of fish.
Oh, we didn't see the crab.
We also saw a crab. Mom was like, what is that? And she saw it, move.
So I picked it up.
Boom.
I started picking it up.
No. You started picking it, and Mama started picking it up?
I thought it was a rock.
He thought it was a rock and shell. Yeah, it was a shell, but it was in.
Oh.
What else? What else do you think that we should talk about? Like, this lock is horribly broken. There's pictures of it on the rock. If Tina could crawl now, yes.
And three chain links disintegrated.
And three chain things disintegrated with that. When are we going to start soccer? What do you think, sir? What do you think, sir?
Yeah.
What do you want to come in the moving van? What do you want to go from?
I don't know. Yep, my bed.
You've got mail.
Cool.
You've got mail, you guys.
What's that mean?
It means you have a question. Oh, a comment about moving. So, want to read that?
Hi, Hunter. Great show last week. You moved. We moved recently. And it was
terrifying.
We are just unpacking and setting up now. It was a lot of work. I hope you got your stuff already. We bring our stuff. Got me.
That's been interesting. Where have you guys been sleeping?
On the floor. We've been sleeping on the floor. We got mail.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
True, we did. More probably.
They said it's coming. You believe them?
Yep. I don't believe them.
You don't believe them?
I hope they come, though, because I don't want to sleep on the floor anymore.
You guys are looking forward to your
beds. Yeah. I'm looking forward to my beds. My room, supplies, and my Xbox One games. And our canopy.
You've got mail.
Another mail?
What?
Okay, let's read this one.
Okay, I'm going to read more mail now we got. I really enjoy your show. I moved about 32 years ago. I had movers because my
husband
worked on the ships and was not here, so I unpacked everything.
myself, and
when
it is ship was in the
canal,
he came home and set up our water bed
for me.
I am still a living thing, so I'm only moved about the house.
So not as far as you did.
Not as far as you did.
That's from Mary. Your Aunt Mary.
Cool. From my Aunt Mary.
You guys know what a water bed is?
No, I don't know what a water bed is.
Let's see if I can find a picture of it. So a water bed is a bed that looks like this, but it actually has water. So when you sit in it, you feel the water.
Fill it up with a hose.
Cool. That's cool. I want a water bed.
I wonder if he still has a water bed now.
Me too. I like water, and I never even heard of a water bed before. I heard of a pool before.
She moved 32 years ago, she said.
That's a long time, 32 years ago?
I wonder if she didn't have a bed for a couple days then until Uncle Glenn came back from the boat.
Yeah, I wonder.
Maybe she slept on the floor.
Maybe Uncle Glenn, Glenn,
my friend had a waterbed growing up. He punctured holes in it like... once a week, basically, and flooded his room, and his parents hated it. Like, patches all over it, keeping it alive.
I want a waterbed. So you have it, you sleep on it, and you can feel the waves.
That would be nice.
You can feel the waves, kind of.
You can.
No,
you don't feel wet. It's probably, like, so smushy and stuff because it's filled with water.
So I'm putting on a YouTube video of water beds now because the kids are all intrigued. Good luck.
That's cool.
Water,
yeah, that's what I was expecting it to be.
So what kind of things do you hope to find on the beach this week?
This week I hope I find silver and gold.
What do you hope to find, Silas?
Gold, again.
Plate from the Titanic.
Or the plate from the Titanic. That would be nice. It would be real gold. The plate from the Titanic is made out of gold.
Probably. Well, I know we're hoping to get our new vehicle today, so
yeah.
Hopefully, finger crossed, and then you can post that for next show.
Yeah.
So what do you guys, who's your co-host for next week?
Brooke is going to be my co-host for
and
next
Brooke's
week.
Same age as you, right?
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to be talking about? How you guys are?
Homeschooled.
Yep. So how you guys are homeschooled.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. So if anyone wants to send their homeschool funny stories or stories about homeschooling, you can send it to our email at green, like the color, famworld@gmail.com, and Hunter will read your story online. So, you guys, what do you want to finish off with today?
Sorry, I need to sing to Hunter.
Well, we'll wait for the end. Anything else you
want to
add?
No, not really.
And
St. Louis won the Stanley Cup. That's exciting. But my dad's favorite team lost Boston.
That was sad.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye.
Under the sea, where Hunter and Siler are having fun,
no.
Down by the sea.
Okay,
no. Down by the sea, where the kids are running around, finding treasure by the sea. Down by the sea.
Yeah. and settle by the sea.
The phone off the hook somewhere. Phone is off the hook somewhere. Where is the other phone in here? On this side somewhere. Guys, Seth, the phone is off the hook here.
It's off the hook.